Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
For someone like me,
someone like me,
and love me as
You've been so good.
You've been so good.
So good.
You've been so good.
Good to me.
Good to me.
You've been so kind.
You've been so kind.
Grateful for your kindness.
Thank you, Jesus. No, no.
First of all, I want to give honor to God. I want to glorify him on this morning because he is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords. He is great and he is greatly to be praised. There is nobody that is like him in all the earth. He is truly one of a kind. And we just want to exalt you on this morning, God. We want to give you our best praise and our best worship on today because there's nobody that is like you, Father God. There is nobody that can compare. And there is nobody that is equal to you. So we want to give you our best praise and our best worship right now, Lord. Before we go any further, God, before we get to begging and pleading and all that other stuff, God, we want to lift our hands and glorify you because you are worthy of it, God. There is nobody else that is more sovereign, Lord, than you. There is nobody else that can do us like you do us, Lord. So we want to exalt you on today, God. We want to magnify you on today, God. We want to bless you on today, God. Because you're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. And so many times in our lives, Lord, that we get consumed with the cares of this world and it's like that. We don't give you our best praise and our best worship. We don't tell you that we love you enough, God. We be so wrapped up in this life, God, that we will not even bow down to you and give you the thanks that is due you, Lord. But we want to do that right now. We want to take the time to glorify you. We want to take the time to bow down to you. We want to take just a few minutes, Lord, and exalt you on today, God, because you said that if we lift you up, you will draw just a little bit closer, and we want to be a little bit closer, because some of us have stepped away from you, God. Some of us have went backwards, Lord. Some of us, Father God, don't even know how to enter into your presence. So we want to exalt you on today, God. We want to accept you, honey, don't go see your son is our Lord and Savior. Oh God, that's what we want to do right now, God. He come in and go see ya. And we want to cast all our cares at your feet. We want to lay every worry, every problem, and every concern down at your feet. We want to give you any and everything that's causing us to be discombobulated. Any and everything that's causing us to be afraid. Any and everything that's causing us, Father God, to be bitter and angry. We want to lay every sickness down at your feet. We want to put all doubts at your feet. Any and everything, God, that is contrary to your will and contrary to your word, we want to lay it at your feet. We don't want it no more, God. All that hurt, all that pain, all that sorrow, all that grief, we want to give it all to you right now. Because we know that you can handle it. We know that if we put that in your feet, oh God, and we enter into your presence, it can't dwell there. None of that stuff can dwell in your presence, God. Because you are life. Oh God. He kanetelokoshana. You are life, Lord. And we bless you right now, God. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I'm asking you to touch everybody in the sanctuary, Lord. Touch your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and open up their understanding. And give them that peace that they need, God. Restore them on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And purge out everything that's not like you, God. Give us a heart of flesh on today, Lord, that everything that you say to stimulate some things, change some things, and simply rearrange some things. Oh God, I'm asking you to put coals of fire on my tongue and burn up everything that's not like you, Lord, that I would only speak the oracles of you. Oh God, let me decrease that you may increase in the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable, Lord, in your sight. Oh God, and cap your angels in here and go down each and every last one of these pews and minister to your people on today, Father God. I'm asking you to do it even now, God. In your son Jesus' name. Oh, yeah, thank you, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 That's it. Blessing, blessing, blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we're giving you our best right now, God. We are not worrying about what nobody else is doing or how they're doing it. But we're going to individually bless you on today, God. Because you are worthy, God. You're worthy, God. We're never in a rush to get out of your presence, God. We are never in a hurry, God, to move on. But we want to be in your presence, God. We want to lay at your feet. We want to hear your voice on today. Oh, God, reign in this sanctuary, God. Rest in the hearts and the minds of your people, God. The Bible says that he inhabits our praise. So as we praise and worship, he sits on it, y'all. Hey, God. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, God. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He cannelocosia. We all need something from the Lord. We all seeking to be free from something. Oh, mama, nelocosana. I promise you, if you start praising and worshiping him, that problem and that concern and that worry ain't going to consume you. It will not allow you to be in a place of despair. Oh, God, touch right now, God. Touch right now, God. Touch right now, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So the Lord been dealing with me today about us as people. And the name of the sermon today is, have you accepted the truth? Now, we as people have a tendency of thinking and believing that we know the truth and that we understand the truth. I'm just going to stop this because I want y'all to really get it today. I'm not going to tear in. I ain't going to hold on. I ain't going to wait for folk and the people to come because they should have been on time. Amen. So, the Bible, we believe, tells us the truth. The Bible, we believe, tells us the truth. Now, in the midst of the Bible telling us the truth, the question is, have we accepted the truth? Because a lot of us have not accepted the truth. Now, when I say that, I mean that in any and every area of our lives, whether it's natural or whether it's spiritual. Because it's hard to accept the truth. Let me give y'all an example. So you can see something with your very own eyes. You can witness it. And this is the first thing we say. I can't believe they did that. I can't believe that they stopped. But even though you saw, it's not hard to accept it. Because we don't think or believe that that's that person's character. or that they should have did that, or that. Let me give y'all another example. Something can happen to us, or we can experience a certain other thing, and we ourselves get out of character, and then we done got ourselves in a whole world of trouble, and then in the midst of it, we sit down and we be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that. It's hard for us to accept the truth, not the truth, or the fact, or the whole reality of it. You did it. Or you saw it. But the thing is, have you accepted the truth? The truth is, do you understand it? Do you understand it? Do you understand it? Have you accepted the truth? I'm going to give y'all two definitions, accept and truth. Because we think and believe that we understand and believe that we know what this stuff means. But in actuality, we are actually clueless. Why? Because of our perception, we apply it in a way that we think is appropriate. We apply it in a way that we think and believe that we understand. Don't you keep worrying. Don't keep worrying. Don't you keep worrying.
Put it in the hands.
Don't you believe, not now, another second, that this ain't gonna pass. That there's no more hope. Don't believe that. Don't allow this situation to continue to break you. That you can't get past it. Because the day that you put in your mind that you're stuck and you don't know what else to do is the day that you have lost the battle. But I claim victory for you this day.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Because I know a name that would allow you to understand this thing, that the truth will make you free. I know without a shadow of a doubt. I know that he is able to comfort you when you think it's comfortless. See, I just keep hearing you say, I just can't take it no more. And I'm tired. I just keep hearing you say that.
Oh, Jesus.
You don't know nowhere else to go. You did all you know. You done tried everything that you thought would make the situation better. You did. I want you to release it. I want you to just release it. Because you can't keep carrying it.
Take your hands off. You are the person. Oh God, you have fixed the problem already, Lord God. You already got to figure it out.
But just releasing just a little bit of him. Just releasing just a little bit in him. Have you accepted the truth? Sometimes we got to accept the truth and have enough courage to simply turn and walk away.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
It ain't easy.
Yes, Lord.
Baby, it ain't. Because. Let's talk about Yvette.
Come on, Pastor.
It's hard to simply walk away from something that you're so familiar with. And you're so comfortable with. And you believe because they have really convinced you to accept what they want to give. And that's a lie. We settle too much. We settle too much for two reasons. Lost hope and fear. We don't have no hope within our own selves, so how is we going to ever even begin to hope in God? And we are afraid. We're afraid to start over again. We're afraid to walk away. We're afraid to even stay. That fear I'm afraid to stay and I'm afraid to walk away. You tell me where you at. Stuck right there in the middle.
Jesus.
Stuck right there in the middle.
Jesus.
Because we have not yet accepted. Jesus. What is accept? What is accept? It's to receive something offered willingly. We can willingly choose to walk away from a thing. We can willingly choose to just keep our mouth shut and don't even respond. We can simply choose willingly. We can do it. What is to accept? To give admittance or approval to. We accept any and everything. We give people approval to treat us the way they treat.
Yep.
Ooh.
That is powerful.
We accept it. We accept it. Is that not giving a person approval?
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody disrespects you and you accept it, you giving them approval to disrespect you at any time.
Mm-hmm.
But in doing that, are you accepting the truth?
Mm.
Please understand. Please, in accepting the truth, we got to know what the truth is. What is the truth? Accept is to recognize as true. It's to agree to receive whether willingly or reluctantly, because it's a lot of times we don't want to accept that foolishness. Or to regard as right or true. And what is the truth? The body of real things, events, and facts of an actuality. It's agreement with fact or reality. Let's start in St. John 14, chapter, the 6th verse. Listen to this. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He say, I am the way, the truth, and life. So first, we got to accept Jesus. We got to accept Jesus as the truth. Now, in accepting Jesus as the truth, do we really accept the reality of any and everything that he done for us?
Yeah.
Do we really accept the reality as to who he is and where he was created from? Let me show y'all. I'm going to start over again. Have you accepted the truth? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So you can only enter into life by accepting the truth, and you can only get to the truth by going through Jesus. Now, in going through Jesus, you got to accept him as what your Lord and Savior. So accepting him is what? Let's go to St. John chapter 1. I'm here to prove it. See, because it's one thing that you got to accept before you can receive. You got to first accept Jesus. And what is Jesus? Listen to this. And I'm going to read through this real quick. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. So you got to accept the truth. What is that, the Word? Listen, I'm going to go a little bit deeper. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. His word, listen, in him was life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Listen. And the life was the light of men. Why are we in darkness, y'all? And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. Because when you are in a low place, it is absolutely nothing nobody can tell you to make you feel better. So you in that dark place, and that light cannot understand it. It cannot comprehend it. It can't get past it, and it don't even want to be in it.
Yes.
Because there's absolutely nothing that a person could tell you, convince you, they can't even pay you to believe the truth. And what is the truth? Freedom. Don't y'all know truth is freedom? I'm finna prove it. Listen to this. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. There it is. There it is, that word believe. So I am the way, the truth, and the light. So in the only way that you are going to enter into that life is if you believe the truth, which is me, the word. I am the way. And you can only get through any of this by believing. You gotta believe. You gotta believe that by his stripes you heal, so that no sickness, disease, virus, nothing can overtake your body. Now that does not mean that you are not gonna experience it. It does not mean that it's just gonna go away at a snap of a finger, even though it can, because he is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above all we can think, ask, or imagine. But do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe? He was not the light, but was sent to bear the witness of the light. Talking about John. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. We don't even understand who Jesus is. The Bible just says so. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. How many times you go to your own family? Your own friends? And try to get them the truth, and they don't want to believe it. They don't want to accept it. That's it. Go that word again. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. So all you got to do is just believe, and he's going to give you the power to be victorious. Amen. Did you hear what I say? I believe God going to take me through this, and he going to take me over it. And I know God is able to do this thing. You got to believe that thing. Baby, you got to speak those things as if though they were. You got to put inside of your mind and in your heart that this too shall pass. You got to know without a shadow of a doubt, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You got to believe within your heart, if God be for me, who can stand against me? I ain't got to. See, this word, the word which is the truth, it's what's going to help you to be free within your mind. In your mind. Because right here is where these things conjure up and are initiated for us to believe when it's all a lie. You know, you hear people say, your eyes plays tricks on you. Nope, it's your mind. Because you see what you see, but your mind would deceive you into believing something else. It'll even deceive you to make you. Let me tell you something. You can see something with your very own eyes, and your thoughts is gonna run wild. Did you hear what I say? Baby, you done conjured up your own story. Your mind will cause you to. This is a powerful thing. Did y'all hear what I say? Listen to this. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, talking about Jesus, nor of the will of the flesh. So it wasn't blood to blood. He didn't know how to say blood thicker than water. Okay. Or the will of the flesh. It wasn't through sexual intercourse. Nor of the will of man. Or it wasn't nothing that man created. Are y'all getting it? But of God. And the word was made flesh. There it is right there. That's what I wanted to get to. But I had to get y'all to understand what the truth is. The truth is the word. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten Father. Full of what? Grace and truth. Full of grace and truth. Now what is grace? Is unmerited divine assistance given to humans for their regeneration or sanctification. A special favor, disposition to, or an act or instance of kindness, courtesy, or clemency. It's something that we do not even deserve, y'all. Come on. It is the quality or state of being considerate or thoughtful. That's God, Jesus, towards us. It's to make more attractive by adding something that is beautiful or becoming. And that's what he do for us. It's an act of kindness, assistance, a quality that gives something special worth. Listen to this. John bear witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he is before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. We did not understand what Moses was trying to tell us. We didn't understand it. First and foremost, we did not even know that we were doing it until Moses went up to the mountain and God wrote, had him to write out the Ten Commandments, because we were just doing what we wanted to do, how we wanted to do it, and the much of it that we can do. So we didn't really understand the truth. When he brought us out of Egypt, he said, you're going to serve me, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. We didn't really understand what sanctification was. We did not understand that I cannot constantly keep doing this or keep doing that. Have you accepted the truth? Have you accepted the truth? What is the truth? Jesus. And Jesus, how is Jesus? He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But what is the truth? The truth is the word of God. I just read it to y'all and just explained it to you. So the word is what helps us to accept the truth, which is Jesus. And how is that? Because he gave us all these teachings. So if we accept the word, why is we still mad at one another? Because the Bible says not to have a grudging heart. If we accepted the truth, why are we still being bitter and angry with one another when the Bible says don't be bitter and have wrath in your heart? If we accepted the truth, why are we allowing money to rule our lives when he said the love of money is the root of all evil, and we do or act or even pretend to get it or even acquire it any kind of way that we can? So the word is the truth. The word of God is the truth. And Jesus was the word. I just read it. And that word became flesh. That we may be able to understand that that word, there's not even a word written in this Bible or Jesus could send somebody to even tell you his own self that is not true. How can that truth be activated? Through belief. If you believe what Jesus said, guess what? It's yes and it's amen. In everything, we as people got to learn how to accept the truth that we will not be in a place of depression and despair. Now, because Jesus said, Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. He came that we could be free from all this stuff. The word became flesh. Let me prove it to y'all. I'm going to prove it to y'all. Let's go to John chapter 8. I'm all up in John today. John chapter 8. See, we have to allow his word to become life in our life that we may be able to walk in life abundance. And how can you do that, Pastor? John 8, verse 31. This is what it says. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed him. There go that word again. Believe. If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. He didn't say if you continue by my word. He say in my word. So that means that it got to enter into something, right? He say, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Okay, what is continue? To maintain without interruption a condition, a course, or action. See, we got to be able to continue. We got to be able to maintain ourselves in spite of what we see and what we hear. We got to be able to allow ourselves to remain in place or in a condition as to keep going or to add to. We can't stop just because we experiencing this or we experiencing that. We got to allow this word right here to become life in our life. That he telling me that I'm not just a conqueror, but I'm more than a conqueror. So this thing, this situation, this concern, this problem, or this challenge, or whatever it is, it's not going to overcome me because I'm what? More than a conqueror. So I claim the victory.
Yes, Lord.
I'm not the victim, but I got the victory. See, we got to accept the truth. What is the truth? It's his word. His word will go in and change you, baby. It'll change your way of thinking. It'll change even what you see. That even though you know what you see and you know what you're looking at, you ain't going to be deceived by what you see. And you ain't going to be deceived by what you hear. Because everything that you see and hear really ain't what it pertains to be. Because that very thing that you see and hear, how you know God ain't trying to teach you, say, self-control? Because he talk about it. It's that word. That's the truth, right? He talks about forgiveness. Accepting the unacceptable. Forgiving the unforgivable. I mean, all this stuff is the word of God. These are the things that's going to make us free. I didn't say set us free. I said make us free. And to make something is what? To bring it to being by forming, shaping, or altering. Let me prove it to y'all. Let's go to Hebrews. This is it right here. See, Hebrews 4. The word
the word of God, it will cause us to be formed and fashioned in a way that we may not be able to understand it. But what we need to understand is that it's intentionally done and it's for our good. It's for our good. Hebrews chapter 4. For the word of God is what? Quick. The word of God don't linger on. Let me give you an example. God said, let there be light. Light came. He didn't play around.
He spoke that thing. It was quick.
It was quick.
He
said, I'm going to separate the waters from the sky and form the earth. What he spoke, it was quick. It did not linger. It did not take no time. It did not take years for it to happen. Now, I just read that Jesus is the word that became flesh. And the Bible says that the word of God is quick. So even in him allowing Jesus to enter into Mary's fetus, it was quick. It wasn't. Because I just read it. The Bible says it wasn't man-made. It didn't come by sex. And it wasn't nothing that. It was spoke. He spoke. See? Are y'all following me this morning?
Yeah.
I ain't losing nobody, am I? See, because what we need to do is accept the truth. And the truth is the word. And it comes quickly. When you start talking to somebody, his words coming out your mouth and they ain't coming out. They ain't coming out like that. Unless you got some disorder, some sickness. I know. Because I had a stroke. And in the midst of me having a stroke, I was paralyzed from my neck all the way down. I couldn't walk. I couldn't talk. I could not do absolutely nothing for myself. They told me that I would not ever do what I'm doing today. See, that's what they told me. But the Lord told me, he said, I ain't going to heal you. I'm going to make you whole. Turn around.
Come on. Spend one more time.
So there was not a healing taking place. There was a wholeness coming into fruition because that word came what? Quick. Mm-hmm. Quick. So when I tried to talk, I was stuttering it. You know, and I told them people, because I had to do speech therapy, occupational therapy, and all this different kind of stuff. Say, this is what y'all don't understand. I'm going to get to the good part. You know what took years for people to get and overcome? It 12 days. Did I say 12 days? 12 days. 12 days. I told them people, I said, now that was slow, wasn't it? I said, get out of my house. Because I did what? Believe God.
Yes.
I simply believe God. There was nothing that they had to retrain me or reteach me. I already learned that already. The Lord said he ain't going to heal me. Y'all in here trying to heal me. You not a healer.
Come on.
Oh, well, we going to help you heal. And I kept telling them, no, 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 no. And then, well, yes, baby. Well, I say, no, 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 no. But they did not understand because they have not entered into the truth. So how could they accept the truth which was coming out of my mouth? Because they didn't know. See, a lot of people can't accept the truth because they don't know. So how are we going to get mad at them because they acting unaccordingly? That's why he say forgive 7 times 7 times 7. Because they don't know. And then when they do know, they don't understand. See, if you don't understand a thing, then you doing a thing, even though it's intentionally, without fear. Because you don't understand. Why you don't understand? Because you haven't accepted truth. Why you don't understand? Because the Bible says that if you offend the least of these, it's best you put a milestone about your neck and cast yourself. In other words, you might as well commit suicide. You better leave me alone. What you mean, leave me alone? I ain't gonna even do nothing to you. Why? Because the Bible says that if you do this to me, I'm supposed to let you do it again. And again. And again. And again. I'm supposed to be trying to get no revenge. Yeah, she's shaking her head like, yeah. Yeah. Because the word is the truth. Because the Bible says that vengeance is mine. I ain't got to worry about getting back, talking back, saying back, or even protecting myself. Because for one, God is my shield and my buckler. So while you trying to charge me and get ready to hit me, you better hope you don't trip and fall. While you trying to swing. You see, this right here, it comes quick. What? Hebrews chapter 4. The Bible says, for the word of God is quick and powerful. It's why, so you believe that that word got enough? Yeah, that word got enough power. Let me tell you something. The Bible says that the word became flesh. And in the midst of it becoming flesh, it was crucified. The Bible says when he gave up the ghost, the very ground quaked and the dead rose. That's some power, baby. The Bible says the veil was torn in half. That the skies... We talking about the power. We talking about the kind of power. Look, the Bible says, listen to this, this is the word. This is the word. We're talking about Jesus, y'all. The Bible says when they came to arrest him, he said, this is what he said. Do you think and believe that you coming to take me? He was so sarcastic. I love Jesus. He said, you can't take me. I'm giving you me. But they didn't understand the truth. Why they didn't understand the truth? Because they thought they was doing a thing. He said, no, they don't even understand that I'm doing this for them. And they trying to kill me and I want them to have life. He said, don't you know if I call on my Father that he will send a legion of angels? And they'll destroy you. And then the Bible says that he revealed his glory and they fell back what? As dead men. We're talking about power. We're talking about the kind of power that he can speak and even the very wind and the seas be still. See, it comes quick. That word come quick. He can speak it and then it shows his power. What is that? The manifestation. The manifestation of it all. If God said it, it's just simply yes and amen. But we walk around here and we think and believe that, oh, I can't handle this, or this is too bad for me. And I've been in that place before. I told y'all how, baby, sometimes you get so to a place until you get weak in the knees and hit the floor and all you could do is get in a fetus position and cry. Yes. Not understanding the truth. Because even in the midst of that brokenness, and I preach this, he breaking some stuff off of you.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. He breaking the brokenness.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
See, it's some things that we do not want to accept within our own selves that is true, that God want to, he want to demolish that. He don't want us to have that same mindset or act that same way or even react that same way. Because you can react in a way that you don't act out. Let me give y'all an example.
Come on, pal.
You ain't got to lay hands on nobody. You ain't got to open your mouth and say nothing. Baby, but your reactions, your gestures, your eye service, your do it all for you. You reacting in a way that you ain't even acting out. Now, that's the truth. But people don't understand that. See, we got to be able to accept the truth, even if it's about our own selves.
Yes, Lord.
What did the disciples say? Lord, help me even in my unbelief. Because sometimes the Lord may tell you something that sounds far-fetched or too good to be true. Remember, God is good, and everything that he say is true. And even though it is far-fetched, his word is quick and powerful. He said, I'm able to do what? Exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can ask, think, or even imagine. It ain't even entered into your heart what I can do. That's some kind of power.
Yes.
That's some kind of power. And all this power that's going forth, which is his word, is to make us free. He says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And a sharpness mean it ain't going to always be, baby. You got to know. No. Sharpness can be... say cruel. It'll make you cry. It'll make you think he don't love you. It'll make you believe. But see, sometimes he got to be harsh with us. Because we so stiff-necked and hard-hearted. And no matter how much that word come to us, and no matter how much we know he is powerful, we still don't want to accept it. So he got to start doing what? He got to start piercing some things and dividing us. Listen to this. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit. So to pierce something means he's sticking it. And if it's sharper than any two-edged sword, it's two edges going in two different ways. How many times you just say, if it ain't one thing, it's another. One person hurt you, then another one come and hurt you. And it's that to say it's two different people, but it's a two different kind of pains. See, it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even asunder. So as it's piercing, it's going under and then dividing some things. God got to separate some things from us. He got to separate some people. He got to separate some thoughts. He got to separate some attitudes. And the only way that he could go and get that is if he go in and under, because it ain't on the outside. The Bible says it's what comes out that defiles you. It's not what goes in, baby. So stop thinking and even believe that. It's what comes out. Why? Because that's what's residing inside of your heart. Notice a drunk person and a mad person, they utter all kinds of stuff. Why? Because that's what's inside of their heart. And they ain't got enough courage to say it. When they have a sober mind. What is a sober mind? It does not mean that they drunk or they mad. It means that they got balance in their thoughts. And we are imbalanced in some form or some fashion. So that we all is discombobulated at a thought, at a reaction, or some experience or challenge inside of our lives, and we get out of character. And so these are the things that the Lord wants to help us to have self-control. He wants us not to be deceived. Because how you know the enemy ain't up there talking about, yeah, let me do this and let me do that? Because that's the only reason why she's still continuing in you, is because you this and because you that. So when these challenges in it, don't you know, I say it all the time, tried and true, baby. Tried and true. Them trials gonna come. You gonna be tried. God is, that fire... Baby, y'all do know fire burn, right?
Yes, Lord.
It stings and it leaves a mark, a blister. Mm-hmm. Are y'all following me?
Yes.
Because I need us to understand on today that the word is the truth. And even though we read this stuff, we don't want to accept it. We don't want to accept it because it's inside of some stuff. It's piercing. When you pierce something, that means it's going in the inside. That you could take a pen and pierce something, but you could take a shovel and dig something. That's two different kind of feelings. To pierce something is a P-A-N-G. That's some pain, baby. That's something that just ain't going to go away right quick. It's worse than them labor pains. He had me to preach about them labor pains. That coincides with this same scripture. Because you got to experience some things. You got to, he said, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of asunder of the soul and spirit. So he's just not just going inside of your spirit and your soul. Baby, he pulling some things up out of your heart and moving some things up out of your mind and of the joints and marrow. He going all the way down in the nitty-gritty, the cracks and the crevices. Because if you break open the bone, there's some brown stuff in the inside. That's that marrow that's in the inside. So it's some stuff that we got to have that he want to pull out. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. I just explained all that. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. And we have everything to do with Jesus. So I'm going to ask you again today, have you accepted the truth? Have you accepted the truth simply about you? And until you be able to accept the truth about you, you ain't going to be able to accept the truth about nobody else. And understanding, because if you accept the truth about yourself, you'll be able to accept the truth about somebody else. In the midst of you accepting the truth about somebody else, you will understand why they acting the way that they acting. Because we all been there. Let's say it. All right, you're done. Somebody who's always trying to learn something and never coming into the knowledge of what? The truth. We all have fallen short, and it ain't nobody sin free, no, not one. You cannot make your own self right, for the Bible says that Jesus is the one to impute righteousness. The Bible says that if somebody talk about you or despitefully use you, he say bless them and curse them not. Pray for them. That's the truth. But how easy is us to follow the truth? Because we accept the word. And in accepting the word, we need God to make us over. Yes, Lord. He has to make us over within our heart that we won't be grudging and hateful and have malicious and lasciviousness and all that other stuff that is unrighteous in the sight of him. We have to learn how to forgive for real, for real. We forgive for the moment and then they do something else and then we bring that up along with what they doing now. And then it causes us to be what? Bitter and vengeful. Have we accepted the truth? No, because we ain't got past it. Oh, I can't forget. The Bible says that he forgives our sin and we throw him in. He throw him in the sea of forgetfulness. He say have the same kind of mind he got. How easy is it for us to forget? We ain't accepted the truth, which is the word of God. We got to accept it in every area of our lives. Not just accepting no weapon formed against us shall prosper. He never said it wasn't going to form. He said it wasn't going to prosper. But who wants it to form? Have we really accepted the truth? Every promise is just yes and amen. If he promised you something, you got to what? Believe that it's going to take fruition. Now, even in the midst that it has not been formatted as of yet, he got to prepare your heart to accept it in order for you to receive it. Because if he do not prepare you to accept it, you may not do right when you get it. You may not act right. You may walk in pride. And what did he say about pride? Pride comes before destruction. Pride comes before a great fall. Pride, the pride of life will cause you to lose your life. Yep. All these things. Have we accepted that we prideful? Well, I don't, they ain't saying sorry to me. I ain't saying sorry to them. That's pride. Mm-hmm. And do y'all do know that pride comes in all kind of forms? It's not just thinking you better than nobody else or how we say, I'm going to be the bigger person. No, you're not. The Bible says we all look like little ants to Jesus. Have we accepted the ugly that's inside of us in order to be able to help our brother or our sister to get rid of the ugly inside of them? That's that scripture that say, check them beams and them motes before you get the... That's what that scripture talk about. Accepting. We got to accept the word for our own selves, which is the truth that'll make us free. And in making us free, that means it's some stuff that need to be gone in. The Lord said, I got to reclone my people. He just said that so clear. I got to reclone. And in recloning us, that's making us over, right? When you reclone something, you take the original and make it into something better. Ain't that what cloning is? That's what cloning is. They get rid of the old to bring into the new. So what is all this old stuff you still holding on to? He says, don't dwell on the past. Stop looking back. He said, press towards the mark of the high calling. Why are you still remembering? We don't remember, we remember. Why are you still remembering it? Why has it got such a stronghold on you in your mind? Oh, wait a minute. The Bible says that you're not fighting against flesh and blood, so stop trying to fight, folk, because fights leave wounds. We want to go into war. It's only two things going to die. It's going to happen. You either going to live or you're going to die. You want to kill any and everything that's contrary to the will or to the will of God, which is what? His word. This is what we want to do. And this is how we go. We fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and people in high places. What people know? Demons, y'all. They come to steal, kill, and to destroy you and make you think that this is just this. No, it ain't. You know, we say that too much. Please don't say it. It is what it is. No, it's not. It is what you think it is. For the Bible said, what a man think of, so shall he be. Ain't that the truth? So you're not going to think that way and think this way. You're going to think that way. You're going to speak those things as if though they were. Because what, you got power in your tongue? You could tell a thing to be moved and it got to be moved. Even that stronghold, that addiction, that thing that's hard for you to get over, to get past, or you can't get past. Or how about you don't want to get over it? Because there's a lot of times we want to get past the pain but not past the person. I'm just saying. I'm talking about Yvette. I ain't talking about nobody else. You want to get past the pain, but not the person. So what's next? The next thing that we got to do is yellow sheets of paper and red pens. Start writing down all this stuff that you know got you in between and in between. And when you bring that stuff up here to the altar, you start praying for yourself, you're going to leave it right there. You want God to make you over in your mind. He say, have this mind in you that is in Christ Jesus. So you got to think more like him. What would Jesus do? No. Mm-mm. Not what would Jesus do. Because guess what? We ain't got that kind of power. He has empowered us, though, through his spirit. But we don't have the kind of power. So what we need to do, ask him to help us. Ask him to help us. Lord, make us over. Lord, fashion. You the potter. We the clay. Take that hurt from me, God. Because by your stripes, we are healed. Remove that pain. Remove that sadness. Remove all this other stuff that has caused me to get into that place, or think in that place, or act in that place, or even feel like I gotta stay in that place. You ain't gotta stay in that place. You ain't gotta accept just anything. We do not have to settle. What did Jesus say? Nevertheless, your will, not my will. So let's put our will down, that his will line up in our will. See, because we take our will and we will stuff to be so wide by what we think and what we speak. You're willing it. Are y'all following me? So you got to think and speak the contrary to what your body wants, because don't no good thing dwell in your flesh. That flesh will have you all discombobulated and trying to kill, steal, and destroy everybody else. Misery do loves company. You hurt me, I'm going to hurt you bad. You did this, I'm letting... No, no, no. That is not the word. So we ain't accepted it, right? We got to accept the truth, which is the word of God. And Jesus coming, he has freed us from all this stuff. And the only way that we could be free is if we accept him. So how do we do that? By casting all our cares at his feet. He said, come all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And labor does not mean just going to work and just printing on. It means life. Come all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I give you rest. How can we rest in him if we don't believe that he can handle it? He said, after you have suffered for a little while, I'm going to make you perfect. I'm going to perfect that thing that concerns you. So whatever it is that concerns you, know that God is perfecting it. And how is he perfecting it? Because he got you sitting there for a while. He got you in it. Well, I got to keep going through this because he trying to perfect something in you, not them. We always going to God because y'all know I'm going to tell it to him. I tell him everything. And I tell on everybody. I do. I'm going to tell it to him. I ain't kidding. Call me a dime dropper. No, I'm a bow dollar dropper, baby. I'm going to tell it all. And in the midst of it, I'm not telling for him to get you.
Okay.
I'm telling for him to help me not to get you. You see what I'm saying? And when I say that, I mean even in my thoughts. Even in my heart. Because we can experience some things and go through some things, baby. We don't want to see nothing good happen to nobody else because of what they did to us. So have we accepted that that thought is in our heart? Or that thought is in our mind? This morning, the Lord was, he was giving me examples of me. Ooh, that man right there. No, he be whooping on my head. So I had just got out the shower and I'm getting myself together. And as he was talking to me about the scriptures and everything, I just stood there. And in the midst of it, I got to thinking about the hurt that I experienced from a person that put a ring on me. And in the midst of it, I realized that when he showed me that, I start praying and asking the Lord to have mercy. When a few years ago, I wasn't praying that. Mm-mm. You got to be kidding me. I wasn't praying, Lord, help me to forgive. I was praying, Lord, take this so heavy up off my heart that I won't kill him. Now, why am I praying it? Because of my wicked and evil thoughts in my mind. So when we are discombobulating, and I said it earlier, in our thoughts and in our minds, and we are not thinking soberly, we not praying right. And I was preaching then. I was preaching, teaching, prophesying, praying, laying. I was doing all that. And still, if I cannot accept that ugly in me, how can I help anybody else? Come on, yellow sheets of paper and red pens. Write down all this stuff because it's praying time. It's time for us to release some things and let go of some things. We'd be so afraid of what people gonna think. Especially when we in school, ain't it? I'm talking to y'all kids. And a person say something to you or do something to you or act like you a punk, huh? So my grandson told me he got kicked out of school for fighting. About three or four guys tried to jump on him. And you know they was recording everything. And in the midst of them all, trying to jump on him. He beat up all them boys. And they posted it. So now he walking around with an S on his chest like. I say, boy, bad. I say, it wasn't that you thought or they thought they could handle me. They could have. But we talking about that mercy and that grace. We're talking about those things that we know or even feel or even believe that we are capable of. It was not that at all. His girlfriend was there. I got to make sure you didn't want your girlfriend to see you get beat up. So you had to go down. No. You see what I'm saying? We as people have these tendencies inside of our heart and inside of our mind because we think and believe that a certain thing or a certain action has to be performed. All because of who we are, what we're doing. And that's just no. So what is in the inside of you? What's in the inside of your heart that's causing you to be discombobulated? Have you accepted the truth? And the truth is the word of God. And that's the only thing that can make us free. He said that if you abide in my word, you shall be free indeed. So you're going to be free from retaliation because you know that that person don't understand what they're doing because they don't have God. And that they don't have Jesus. But how easy is it if this been going on for so long? It ain't easy. Especially if it happened year after year after year. I'm telling y'all, I was in an abusive relationship from the age of 16 to 28 with my kid's father. And in the end, me, Yvette, was sitting in jail for first degree murder. You understand what I'm saying? But I say I forgive. If I forgave, or if I thought that I forgave, or I got over, why did I try to kill the man? I'm just saying. Why is it so easy for us to think and believe that we know the truth when we have not yet accepted the truth? We got to accept the truth of the whole matter. Not just what they doing or how they acting or what they said, but what's inside of us ourselves. Come on, you guys, write down this stuff because it's praying time. When you get through writing it down, please come put it on the altar. And then start praying for yourself. Because we want the Lord to do something inside of us that won't keep us in that place of being bondage. Again, his word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Going in, dividing, moving, cutting. It's going into cracks and creases. It's getting some things out because he want to make us over. He want us to be more like him. He don't want us to be afraid to face this thing or even afraid to walk away from it. He do not want us to be afraid of anything. He said by his stripes we are healed. The word, Jesus is the word. The Bible says the word came and was made flesh. He is the word. His word is true. If he says something, it is true. We got to understand. If he say you healed, you heal. But what is that understanding? I believe what he said is true. I believe if he said that thing to me is true. If he died and he said by his stripes I'm healed. I'm healed from that hurt. I'm healed from that pain. I'm healed from that situation, that circumstance. We got to release and just let it all go. We cannot be modest. We can't be too cute. We can't worry about what nobody else did. Because we all need a breakthrough from some breakups. We all need a breakout from some break-ins, okay? Because there's some things that people have broke into and caused us to lose our dignity and even our sanity. We need to break out of that break-in. When somebody break in, they breaking in and still killing, destroy. They want to take that belief and put it and replace it with that doubt so that you will not believe the word. But the word is Jesus. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You got to come and allow God to have his way in all your ways. You got to release that thing. You got to let go of that thing. You got to let him know that, yes, Lord, I need you concerning this. I don't want to stay in that situation. I don't want to allow this thing to overtake me because I know by your stripes I am healed. I accept your truth. I know you are the truth because you are the word. I don't care how many people talk about me or come up against me, allow me. Those are those weapons that's being formed. But you said that they won't prosper. You said, Lord, that you will confound them and you will shut the mouths of the enemy. I believe what God says to me because I know that his word is true. I know without a shadow of a doubt that no sickness, no disease, no virus is going to take my life because he said by his stripes I'm healed. When he came down here to earth, he did some things that I may be able to have life. He's the way, the truth, and the life. I gotta go through him. His truth is the word, and he is the one that bring life. So I accept my life in abundance. I accept my life in abundance. I'm not gonna live a mediocre life because he say he want me to have it in an abundance. I accept that abundance. So I'm not going to think in a way that I cannot have or that I will not obtain. I know I can obtain because he say I am more than a conqueror. I believe the truth because that's his word. I'm not going to worry about what you doing to me or how you doing it. And I ain't going to get no get. I ain't going to try to get no get back. Because the truth is his word. And he say vengeance is mine. So I'm not going to worry about you and your foolishness. Because I'm going to have self-control. I'm going to control myself.
yourself when you trying to defame me. Because while you defaming me, I believe his word that you just introducing me. That's it. I believe God. And believe in him. I know without a shadow of a doubt that this too shall pass. So I'm not going to dwell on the past. I'm not going to allow the past to dictate my future or make me think that this is me. When I know what he has done. I'm not going to believe absolutely nothing that the doctor tell me. For sure and for certain. Because I know that he is what? Able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I could think, ask, or even imagine. But the enemy may try to come and make you think opposite of what he said so that you can doubt him and forfeit your healing, your belief, forfeit your portion and your inheritance. I'm not doing that. Because I simply believe God and I know God is the word. I'm giving y'all some gold nuggets to use on today. That you can walk in victory. Any and everything that we're going through is already written in this Bible. And he has proven himself to be true. His word is not coming in a slur. And it's not coming with stammering tongues, baby. It's coming quickly to speak that thing as if though it was. So it's what we think. Stop thinking and believing the opposite of what he already said. And he said it in here. He said it in here. You got power in your tongue. You got power in your tongue. They sat up there and gonna tell me, oh, your credit ain't good enough for you to get this car and such and such. I said, the Bible said, this is what the Bible says. God is my creditor. I believe God. So let me tell y'all something. I got to go pay some bills. I'm gonna be back in a couple hours. When I come back, I want you to tell me what car I can get off of that car lot. Baby, they called me in an hour. You can come back, Miss Tate, and pick the car you want. I believe God. If I'm walking into a courtroom, I'm not putting my trust in that lawyer and praying that the judge. No, because he says that he holds the heart of the king in his hand. He regulates the man. So when I go in there and I know that I am right and just, he gonna have that lawyer and that judge to show me favor. I'm not going in there scared. I'm going in there with assurance and knowing that he is the way, the truth, and the life. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to go and face that thing trembling. It's only one person that I'm facing trembling, and that's God. Did you hear what I said? I'm walking in there, baby, with assurance. And confidence that I'm going to walk out with a smile on my face. I believe God. Baby, they told me I would not ever have any children in my life. And I was 16 years old when they told me this. Not only, let me tell y'all about the power of God. Not only did they give me a partial hysterectomy, but because I had a tubal pregnancy, they had to take that too. Say, how many kids you got? Two. After the fact, baby, he's a reconstructor. You're not going to tell me he ain't able to do exceedingly and abundantly. All I was thinking about, Lord, what about my heritage? And what did he tell Sarah when she thought her womb was dead? Baby, I'm better than Sarah because I'm in this life. I'm not going to sit up here and think the Bible says that when Jesus left, he went to prepare a place for us that we can have mansions and all this other stuff and that we'll be owners and inheritors of this. The Bible says, which is the word, that we can have these things in this life. He said, I give you houses you didn't build, baby. I give you land you didn't till. I believe God. I believe God. There There's absolutely nothing that I cannot obtain. Why? Because he gave me the keys, baby. And that's his word. I like to put the keys in the door and then open them up. That's what I like to do, because he gave me that authority. He gave you. All of us got that authority. Each and every last one of us. We got to utilize it. We got to utilize it within our own hearts. That our thoughts align up with his word. And any and everything that he ever spoke will come quickly, suddenly, and with power. Why? Because everything that he say is yes and amen. Anybody believe that but me? Because I believe God. I believe God is able. I know he is able. They told me, a healer. Baby, I had a cyst on my brain. I don't know who I'm talking to. They told me that it was on my front temporal lobe and that it would cause me to be a vegetable if I do not allow it. I say, no, you is not going to go in and cut absolutely nothing out of me, because I know the first surgeon. His name is God. Did you hear what I say? When they first saw a baby, it was the size of a dime. They went back, it was the size of a nickel. Then it got the size of a quarter. I went back that last time, baby. They still can't find it today. They told me what they thought they had to do. And I told them what I knew they wasn't going to do. Because I believe God. This right here. By his stripes, I'm healed. I know he able to drop any excess fluid on. I know that too. I know he able. I had fluid on my brain, baby. They told me they wanted to do surgery where they put a shunt on my head and I carry a bag the rest of my life to drain the fluid. I said, no. I know a man that dried up the Red Sea, the Jordan River, and a woman with the issue of blood. This is but a small thing to him. Baby, you don't see no bags, do you? Because I believe God. I simply just believe everything that he said. I don't care if it sounds too good to be true. I know it's good. God is good and everything that he says is true. If he tell me that I'm a millionaire, I believe it. Because he said the earth is his, the fullness thereof, and everything that the world. He said even the silver and gold is mine. Baby, he make it all. They just tried to claim it. I'm talking about what God said. I believe the word. The word is the life, y'all. That's what brings life inside of us. Oh, Lord, I don't think nobody want me and I'll never get married. God is a God of unionship. He is a God of holy matrimony. He is. God got to prepare us to receive our husbands and our wives, because we still carrying some old hurt and soul ties that he do not want us to take into our future to destroy nobody when we ain't healed yet. So I ain't taking nothing from my past to my future. Come on. I ain't taking nothing from my past to my future. Nevertheless, we allow our own selves to settle for some things. Nevertheless, God is able to do all these things. And we got to stop allowing ourselves to get into the Bible says the joy of the Lord is my strength. We don't have no strength in our pain, our hurt, our depression, grief, sadness, and none of this, because we are not in Christ. Why we're not in Christ? Because we're not abiding in his word. And what is his word? Jesus. There's absolutely nothing that you cannot obtain, even in your mind. Because God is able. He can fix the unfixable and stop the unstoppable, baby. He can move the unmovable. He's able. There's nothing or nobody that you cannot overcome. Absolutely nothing. And God got somebody for everybody. But he got to fix us up and change our hearts that we'll be able to receive them. So do we want to accept the stuff that he want to take out of us?
Yes, Lord.
Why I'm always attracting these kind of people to that? It ain't the attraction, baby. It's the spirits that's familiar. Please understand that. We be so familiar with a certain thing until we attract that same thing. That I'm just saying. But we breaking all generational curses. We gonna do that. We want God to uproot all them old ties and them soul ties, because you are tied to a whole bunch of things and a whole bunch of person just by laying on your back. All kind of stuff is deposited and given and received. So we breaking all that on today. And we want God to make us over. We want him to fix us the way he want us to be fixed, that we may be able to accept his truth. And his truth is freedom. Say freedom. I want to be free. What did he say today? Every intention, everything is open unto him. There's nothing hidden from him. It's nothing that's going on in your life, in your body, your mind, whatever it is that's connected to you that is hidden from him. Absolutely nothing. So we have no secrets with God. And this is why I tell y'all about, I never read this stuff. I just pray for it. That's it. You thought I read that? God, no. If I read all, I wouldn't have no time to do what I do best, and that's pray. Oh, that's a whole lot of, if I'm gonna read something, I'm reading this so that I can get some more foundation and stability under my feet, that I won't be tossed to and fro with every wind and doctrine. What you mean by that? I ain't talking about just spiritually. I'm talking about in conversation. A conversation will toss you, baby. It'll take you, baby, and throw you into that wall, and you like, oh wow, my imprint in that wall. Yes, in the brick wall though. Not a plaster wall, because you're going straight through. We talking about the brick wall. Your body imprinted in the brick, because that was a hard blow, right? You able to overcome that too. So we got to have a mind of Christ. And knowing that this too shall pass. The joy of the Lord is my strength. No sickness, no disease, no virus, no nothing is going to overtake me. And stop letting so many people have so much control over you. What do you mean by that? I'm talking about man, woman, boy, child, doctor, it don't matter. The doctors will tell you something and it'll control you, because you'll believe what they say. I believe God. I don't believe that I'm going to be stricken with this. No, I bind and rebuke. He said what you bind on earth, I bind in heaven. So if you bind it right now in your life, it is done, over, finishing. What did he have me to tell y'all last Sunday? He is going to allow some people and some things across your path that's going to take you to the next chapter of your life. Because this chapter is what? Closed. It's over. It's finished. It's done. But we have to choose to keep it where? In the past. And that rearview mirror may be little, but looking out of it, it look like a real big one. Stop looking in the back. What you looking back there for? It's just like trying to look at your butt. And you can't without a mirror. Unless you're double jointed. What are you looking back there for? Because it don't exist anymore. You can't change it. And you can't get a do-over. So forget about it. Any and every problem, the Bible says that your problems to me is as a drop in a bucket. So it's a small thing. He goes a little bit further and said it's nothing. And then he broke that final thing that got me, is when he said it's less than nothing. That means it don't exist. So your problem is nothing big. That situation, it don't even exist. We take a molehill and make a mountain out of it. We will not allow these things to continue to overtake us in our thoughts. We will not allow these things to continue to control us in our reactions. Because we know the truth. You know, part of the day anyway, y'all got to keep reading and get it on. This song right here. Lord, give us a man like you. Come Come on, you guys, closer to the altar. I want everybody on the altar. Go to that door, please. One of them kids went out that door. Get on the altar. I want y'all to close your eyes and start praying for yourself. As I get ready to pray with you guys, make us more like you, God. Give us thoughts more like you, Lord. Help us on today, God. As I anoint your people, Lord. Touch them in their mind and in their heart, Lord, that they may be able to accept your truth. Because if they accept your truth, Father God, in the name of Jesus, they'll be able to get past some things. Listen to this.
And seeing the guy take this piece of dirt, and he said to me, he said, Titus, he said, it's just dirt, just like me and you, it's just dirt. It only becomes something when it's in the right hands. And I'm getting ready to run. I may run, I don't know when I say this. He puts this dirt, this lump of clay, it's not formed, it doesn't look like anything, it doesn't look like it's worth anything.
You know,
and he takes this pile of dirt and he throws it forcefully on this table.
Sometimes he gotta make us free.
I'm watching him. He said,
by forcing us to accept some things, y'all.
No. He said, you got to throw it and press it on there.
Pay attention to what he's saying.
Push it. He said, you can't hurt it. Don't worry about it. It's going to be what you want it to be. Just throw it on there and press it. And we begin to form this clay. We begin to form it. He said, put your hands around it. And he said, do you feel that? I said, what? He said, you'll know when it's ready. He said, when it becomes.
Are y'all ready to accept the truth?
He said, you will know when it's really.
Touch
ready.
Right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We don't want to resist.
As long as you feel resistance, you can't form it.
We don't want to resist. We don't want to resist.
That's when you can form it. That's when it'll be what you need it to be. I need somebody to say, God, I won't fight you anymore. I refuse to fight you. Whatever you have to do, make me
dear God in heaven, I'm coming to you on behalf of each and every individual on your altar. Cover us in your blood and hide us behind your cross. Give us your strength, your peace, your hope on today. Lord, there's so many times in our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we do not understand, Father God, and neither do we want to understand because we have not yet accepted your truth. But Lord, I'm asking you to open the hearts of each and every individual on this altar on today, Father God, that they may accept your truth, that they may be able to receive your freedom. Lord, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to sever the spirit of compromising, sever them old ties and them soul ties, sever them generational curses, Father God, and even them old thoughts, Father God, that has caused your people to be in a place of being mangle and entangle, Lord. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to release every problem, concern, every worry, every challenge, Father God, and every fear and every tear that we have at your feet right now. Because by your stripes, we are healed, Lord. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to lift us up, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will not continue, Father God, to walk around in a place of being depressed and darkness, Lord. I'm asking you to pull us up out the marvelous light, Lord, and if by chance, Lord, you want us to sit there for a while, I'm asking you right now to give us the heart and even the acceptance to understand, Father God, that you're trying to perfect that thing inside of us, Lord, that we may be pleasing in your sight. So I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you break off in the midst of our brokenness. I'm asking you to help us to accept the unacceptable. I'm asking you to help us to forgive the unforgivable. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father. Father God, to come together collectively, Lord, that we may be able to reason with one another, Lord. And even in the midst of our disagreement, that we may agree, Father God, that they have their own opinion and they have their own perception. And let us not be grudging, Father God, and hold animosity in our hearts. I'm asking you to remove any doubt and any fears, Father God, that's causing us to believe, Father God, that this can't happen or it won't happen. I'm asking you to give us the courage that we need to walk away, God, and even stay away. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to transform our thoughts and our mind on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that our mind and our thoughts will be more in Christ Jesus. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be true to ourselves as we be true to one another. We don't want to continue, Father God, to live a lie. We don't want to continue to live a double life. We don't want to continue, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to point the finger and even wag the hand. But we want to humble ourselves amongst you, Lord, under your mighty hand. Oh, God, and in our humility, Father God, we're submitting and committing ourselves unto you, Lord, because you told us to cast our cares on you because you care for us, Lord. So we're casting it all at your feet. We're giving it all to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we can't handle it. We can't do anything about it, and neither can we change it. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to help us, Father God, and remove any old hurts, remove any childhood hurts, remove those hurts, Father God, that we receive from our mother even as a child, our father as a child, our siblings as a child, that we are brought up into our adulthood, Father God, and it has fashioned us into something, God, that is not beautiful in your sight. But Lord, you have showed us mercy, and you have given us grace. So make us into something beautiful. Make us into your gem, Lord. I'm asking you to stop the mouths of the liar, even within our own selves, because we don't want to cleave to the dust. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, not to walk in the pride of life. Give us that peace that we need, even within our own selves, Lord, that we may know without a shadow of a doubt that you are God and you are God all by yourself. I'm asking you to manifest yourself in the lives of your people, God, that they will not be stuck, complacent, or even compromising, Lord. Serve that spirit of familiarity, Father God, that we may be able to walk and enter into the newness of your glory. I'm asking you, Father God, that you would even give us a heart to embrace our divine destinies in you, God, that we would not continue, Father God, to practice them old ways. Purge out that old leaven on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That we may be able to rise, Father, as you empower us, Lord. Oh God, we looking unto you from what's coming down. Help our help coming from you, God, who made heaven and earth. You are the word. You are the truth. Instilling inside of the hearts of your people. Bind it about their neck, God. Write it upon the tables of their heart. Stir it up in the bowels of their belly, that they may birth out, Father God, that thing that you call truth and love. Oh God, every prayer that's on the altar, every prayer that's on the wall, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to consider and remove any hidden intentions and any hidden motives on tonight, God. I'm asking you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to perfect that thing that concerns us, Lord, that we would not continue, Father God, to practice those things that's not pleasing in your sight. Impute your righteousness in the inside of your people, Father God, that we would not be so complacent, even in our walk with you naturally as well as spiritually. Sever that spirit of embarrassment and shame and hesitation, Lord. I'm asking you to do it on today and give us a heart of absolutions. Give us a heart of forgiveness on today, God, and we'll coming to you confessing that it may be hard. We're confessing, Father God, that that thing got us in a low place. We're confessing, Father God, that that thing got us in a dark place. We're confessing right now, Father God, but we know, Lord, that you are the light. I'm asking you to shine your light in that darkness and let your people know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that this too shall pass. Oh God, touch the wounds, Father God, open up the matrix. Touch the bodies and heal from all sickness and disease and viruses. Touch the lungs and the respiratory system that they may be able to breathe clearly, God, because you are the breath of life. Oh, God, I'm asking you to remove any unbelief, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your people would say, yes, Lord, unto you, God, unto your will, your way, your purpose, Father. Put coals of fire on your tongue and it'll burn up any and everything that's not like you, that they will only speak the oracles of you, God. I'm asking you to complete the work inside of each and every individual, God, and let them know that you're making them into something beautiful. Oh, God, I'm asking you to do it on today, God. Do it right now, Lord. Oh,
phone, my little Steve. In your son Jesus' name. As this song is playing and saying just yes. Say, yes, Lord, I'm giving you all my problems. Yes, I'm giving you my concern. I just want y'all to start shaking off some things. I want y'all to start to just get rid of all this stuff that's causing you to be heavy laden. I want you to get rid of all this stuff that's causing you to be discombobulated in your mind. That unbelief. Have you accepted the truth? Ask God to give you a heart of acceptance on today. And do know that it ain't gonna feel good. It ain't gonna feel good. It ain't gonna feel good. Thank you, Jesus. On the count of three, I want y'all to release. Y'all already know. On the count of three, I want everybody to scream and release and let it all go. Please. Don't take this stuff back home with you. I don't care what it is. If you feel like screaming, hollering, kicking, fighting, run, I don't give a rat's tail. I want you to release it all that you may be free. And don't leave here the same way that you came. Mm-mm. So on the count of three. Jesus. One, two, three. Scream. You got to release it. You got to really scream with her. I want you to scream with her. On the count of three. One, two, three. Scream. I'm talking about releasing doubt, releasing fear, releasing hurt, releasing pain, releasing any and everything from your past that has caused you to be all messed up in your mind. I want you to release all that stuff. Come on now. One more time. One, two, three. Scream. All of it. All of it. All of it. All of it. Thank you, Jesus. All of it. Touch your God. Hiya bahashan nidelo kosiya. Oh, mama nidelo koshan nidela kosiya. Hey. We be carrying too much stuff for so long. I just keep seeing 5 years. I just keep seeing 5 years. You been carrying stuff for so long. It's too long. Release it. Release it. We not holding on to that stuff. We not holding on to that stuff. That's it. Let it all out. Don't hold it in. Sometimes we just gotta get ugly for the Lord. Baby, I wouldn't give a rest, so just let it all out. Just let it all out. Let it all out. We don't wanna hold on to stuff. No more strain on the brain. That's it. Just cry it out. Scream it out. Kick it out. Bite it out. I don't give a rest till what it is.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Because sometimes we just want to have a tantrum. Have a tantrum.
Yes, Lord.
For real.
Yes, Lord.
We can't keep holding stuff.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Because it causes anger to just sit there.
Yes.
Especially when we know a thing should be happening and it's not.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And we gotta remove the conditions.
Thank you.
We gotta remove the conditions. We gotta remove the conditions. We gotta remove the conditions. Thank you, Jesus.